Just as the music of Pittsburgh native Stephen Foster captured the spirit of America in the mid-19th century, so the music of another local composer reflects that of the turn of the century. Ethelbert Nevin was born near Sewickley in 1862, just 2 years prior to Foster's death. And like Foster, he too died at an early age, before the age of 40. Now, as a young man, Nevin did what all young aspiring composers and musicians did. He went off to study in Europe. But he did return here to the Pittsburgh area to pursue his career both as a performer and a composer. He lived on the family estate in Edgewood called Vineacre. Now, Sunday evenings at Vineacre were reserved for music making. They always gathered in his little cottage called Queen Anne's Cottage on Vineacre, and he invited family and friends. And among those friends was Willa Cather, the author. At the time she lived in Pittsburgh, she was both a school teacher and a journalist. And so she wrote for her readers a description of Sunday evenings at Vineacre.
It was twilight, and some half dozen of us were seated about the room when Nevin began to sing. First came a long song in Italian, not yet published, then another song, also in manuscript. Then he warmed to his work and sang because he wanted to, and they came one after another without preface or prelude. The rosary, oh that we two were maying, when the land was white with moonlight, a fair good morn, little boy blue, the necklace. He seems to have written nearly all the songs one greatly cares for, this man. And when you stop to think of it, there is seldom a concert anywhere at which one does not hear a song that at some time or another has come from Vineacre.